Welcome back to the Two Guys and Chris show. There's nothing I disagree. I don't like. Chris Dimkloff to a major medical facility today for his eye doctor appointment, leaving an hour early. And Biggie said, I highly recommend the valet.
If they have it.
If they offer it. And just right there, I said, I hate valets. Can't stand it.
The very concept of them?
Yes. You can't park a car and walk yourself to the wherever restaurant, mm-hmm. isn't that? No.
I need to get this song. You two wouldn't know it. It's by a band called 3 Days Grace, I believe. And it's called I Hate Everything About You. And that should just be your theme because he just screams I hate through the whole thing.
You do have a song that's 100 years old.
I'm against it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I don't know what they have to say. It makes no difference anyway. Whatever it is, I'm against it.
Just when you said this song by whatever band you said, I thought, I hate that. No. I don't want to hear it.
I don't need your stupid song. I've got my own.
Well, then Chris Tim said.
Very fitting that it's 100, too, because that's how you're acting.
I love it.
No matter what it is or who commenced it, I'm against it.
That's right. Chris Tim said, if I take the valet, which I am against, should I tip? Biggie said, yeah, they take tips. I said, I'm against it.
You're against tipping.
I hate tipping.
Your proposition may be good, but let's have one thing understood. Whatever it is, I am against it.
That's right.
You know what I'm going to start for you?
What? A yarn wall?
What?
I'm going to start something I call the Ooh Award. Because... for you, it's little things. Like,
little things.
I don't valet, okay? I park and I walk. So from now on, which Chris Dem has also prided himself on this, you two love parking not close to things. Being like, I parked in the deck and walked over. So you know what? I'm going to start now. Anytime you two do this, I'm going to give out the Ooh Award.
Award for valor.
Yeah.
Yes.
I saw the valet and I parked myself.
I don't care for valet.
Uh-huh.
Never know what they're going to do when they get in your car. They
well, no, you don't.
Rifle through your things. Or
with yours, they'll just be like, oh, Christ.
Could. I'm always afraid they're going to put their junk on the seat and like rub it and leave. Is that could be unfounded. I don't know that in any way.
You may have watched one too many pornos.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what you've been watching, but
I'm afraid
80s pornos.
I feel like they're going to drag their testicles across the seat or the gear shift.
Oh, that guy never tips. Yeah. Get it out. Take it out. Yeah, give it a good scrape. You're not going to see any money from this guy.
Just right across the wheel.
And the gear shift. Oh, the gear shift. All of it.
Yeah, get the shift.
That's why I've never liked valet. Yeah. I've never been a valet fan. You just don't know. Their scrotum could come out. And I can't abide by that.
Why do you think I took this job? It's my fetish, man.
It's my favorite thing.
I have these quick release pants, man. They're awesome.
So I don't valet. And I don't care for the valet, as Biggie was just suggesting mm-hmm. to Kristen. It made me very angry.
It's very popular at hospitals, and sometimes the line is very long.
Well, I mean, it's very convenient for sure.
Sometimes I don't understand them. I park and I walk. A lot of times I'll just park across the street from the hospital. I just don't know those decks.
Parking decks?
I don't care for parking decks.
Yeah.
What level are you on? I don't.
I have no, I'm against parking decks.
And even when you've changed it or condensed it, I'm against it.
Don't think I'm going to just park in your parking deck. Parked in one of those at the airport when I was out of town a couple of weeks ago. And then later,
where'd I leave my car?
Where is my car? You know, that is a real thing. That's a real fear I have. I saw another thing on TikTok. Apparently this was done last year on TikTok, and it's that season again. Butter candles. A woman showed how to make a butter candle last year.
Out of actual butter?
Yes, you take butter and freeze it. Have you heard of this, Biggie? Butter candle season is
no.
You take butter and freeze it, and then you stick a wick in it and light it, and then put the whole thing in a loaf of bread. You know, and so as it melts, the butter gets onto the bread. And they say it's delicious, and it's got a butter. It's called a butter candle, and she literally lets the butter burn down into the bread.
And so, then you eat it.
Yeah, then you eat the bread.
Is it wrong to wish people death, or that their house burns down?
I mean, you don't.
It probably is.
You don't need to make it out of butter, I suppose. But her point was the butter
Yes.
Seeps into the bread.
If you don't have time for toast.
The butter seeps into the bread.
Congratulations, you've invented toast.
And therefore, you've got this loaf of bread and the inside is all buttery. And you get a real nice butter smell throughout the house. According to this woman on TikTok. But again,
no one will do this.
No.
No one.
Well, or will they see it on TikTok and some people will do that.
You know, your kids will burn your kitchen down.
Well, my kids, I would never allow them to do that. You're right. Mm-hmm. Flammable. It would. They would catch it on fire for sure.